Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of open source AI and agentic frameworks. Buckle up.
I'm all ears. This Hugging Face taking on OpenAI thing sounds like a real David and Goliath story, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Hugging Face basically pulled an all-nighter and built Open Deep Research, their answer to OpenAI's deep research, in just 24 hours. Can you believe that?
24 hours? Wow. But what exactly is deep research anyway? I'm kind of lost there.
Got it. So, deep research is this tool that uses AI to automatically browse the web and create these detailed reports. Think of it as your super-powered research assistant.
Ooh, like a digital librarian on steroids.
Exactly. And the secret sauce is the agentic framework. It lets AI models do these multi-step tasks, which apparently makes them way better at this whole research thing.
So how did Hugging Face's version stack up against OpenAI's? Did they manage to actually pull it off in a day?
Well, they got pretty darn close. They hit over 55% accuracy on this Gaia benchmark, which tests how well AI can gather and use info from different sources. OpenAI's was closer to 67%, but still, pretty impressive for a day's work, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is mind-blowing, but what's this Gaia thing, some kind of test for AI geniuses?
Haha, sort of. It throws these crazy complex questions at the AI, like which fruits from this 2008 painting of Uzbekistan embroidery were on the breakfast menu of this specific ocean liner in 1949. It's not easy.
Sounds like my kind of breakfast quiz. So Hugging Face just cobbled this together from scratch? Or did they borrow some parts?
Clever question. They actually leveraged some existing open source tools. They used Hugging Face's Smallagents library and borrowed some web browsing tools from Microsoft Research.
Smart move. So it's like a Frankenstein monster of open source brilliance.
Ha! In a way, yes. And the best part? Everyone can tinker with it. It's all on GitHub. This means faster development, more innovation. The open source community is like a rapid response team for AI.
But if OpenAI's version is better, why even bother with the open source one?
Because open access is key. It allows anyone to study, modify, and build upon it. Plus, Hugging Face's project really highlights how important these agentic frameworks are. They boosted GPT-4o's performance by double, just by adding that structure.
I see. Interesting. So what's next for Open Deep Research? World domination.
Haha, well, they're already planning on adding support for more file formats and visual web browsing. And get this, they're trying to clone OpenAI's Operator, which can control your mouse and keyboard. Pretty wild stuff.
The future of AI is going to be a wild ride. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
You're welcome. And thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time with more exciting dives into the world of cooking, technology, and finance. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.